Hello. We find ourselves now in the Tukufa of the 3 weeks, which comes at an interesting point in our calendar. It's the summer. We're kind of in vacation mode and in fun mode and wanting to enjoy the days of the summer. And at the same time, Chazal put different restrictions on us. And we're meant to be feeling what's going on in this Tukufa. And it's a little bit of a challenge. Now, Chazal actually assists us in doing that by the way the 3 weeks is structured. It's actually structured like the process of Avilas in reverse, meaning to say that typically a person who is in Avilas, who's sitting Shiva, the most intense part of the Shiva is right after the person is Nefter. That first Kufa is the most intense, followed by the Shloshim, followed by the rest of the year, and it eases up, the restrictions ease up as the time passes and as the mourning becomes less intense. We actually are experiencing the opposite. We're being led into the Tukufa of mourning in reverse. The weeks of the 3 weeks are like the year of Avilas. The 9 days leads us more into the Shloshim, and then comes Tisha B'Av itself, which is like the Shiva. And I once heard it explained that this process is in reverse because we have to come and learn and experience what we're missing and try to understand what we lost. We're not like somebody who experienced the loss. It doesn't need to be told to cry and to mourn. They know what they're crying and mourning for. We have to be slowly led into it, sit with it, feel it, through the Gezeiros and Takanos of Chazal, to then be able to fully experience the Tisha B'Av. Now, the challenge of that would be that afterwards, to flip from sitting intensely in the Tisha B'Av, if we actually manage to experience the 3 weeks properly, how do we just get up the next day and go on with our regular lives and go to the kitchen and enjoy Shabbos Nachamu and just flip like that? So I heard it explained that it's as if somebody is told that somebody had lost their father before they were born. And their whole entire life they're being told, your father, he was so special. I wish you had known your father. If only you had known your father. And as they go on, the mourning gets stronger and stronger as they're learning about what they're missing out on. So what happens? At a certain point in this child's life, they're told, you know what? Your father actually, he wasn't Nefter, he's just missing. But it's possible he could be found. And in that one second, there's such a flip and such a change and such a hope and a yearning, and things can turn around tomorrow. My father maybe can be found. And that's what we're hoping to experience as well. Now, I just want to share one more muscle that has helped me a lot in the understanding of this time. I live in Yerushalayim, and we just experienced a very interesting 12-day war where we really had an experience of open nisim and tremendous kirvas elokim and really just reminders and reminders and reminders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and it was truly a special experience along with the nerves. Really went along with a tremendous sense of just growing in bitachon and growing in understanding that Hashem is truly in charge. But when you go through such a tkufa, you're really, really davening and hoping to just return back to normal. But not normal like regular life, which is sadly what we did return to. Really, what we want to return to is the normal of Gilui Shechina and the normal of Mashiach. And it's painful that we didn't return to that, but we know that we're closer to it. This mashal I heard once from Rav Gottfried, and he actually shared it during Corona. He said, imagine you have a town where a child is born with only one arm. And slowly, slowly, this becomes the normal of the town. People there just have one arm. And they learn to adapt, and they learn to cope, and they learn to manage perfectly fine just one arm. Until one day, a stranger comes to the town and knocks on someone's door and The child looks at the peephole and screeches. There's a monster at the door. Because, lo and behold, this person's an outsider and he came in with two hands. And his mother explains to him, no, he's actually not a monster. It's actually how it used to be. But now, the way it works by us is we only have one hand. Now, when we're davening at a time of corona or at a time like we were during the war or maybe even during the 3 weeks and we just want to get back to regular life without restrictions, what type of normal are we davening for? Are we davening for a normal where it's a one-handed normal, which is a gullus normal, where things are really not as they should, and we're really operating with a handicap? We're in gullus. Gullus is a very, very big handicap to our avodas Hashem, to our clarity, to our kiruv Elokim, to all the yidden in the world understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are we davening and are we yearning not just to get back to the basic situation of a regular normal life, but to get back to the real normal, a two-handed normal, a normal of Gilui Shechina, a normal of the Beis HaMikdash, a normal where Umal Ha'aretz Be'eras Hashem, where it's clear and it's obvious and the whole entire world senses, knows, feels, and understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Be'eras Hashem, very, very soon, we should be zochah to the true, real normal and look forward to greeting everybody over here in Yerushalayim. Happy New Year.